We're doing the Seder HaKabbalah. We'll dedicate our learning to Netanel ben Shmaya. The Meiri had been discussing Bilam's prophecy versus Moshe's prophecy. And the Meiri had pointed out that Bilam's strength was in his capacity to have visions, as opposed to Moshe Rabbeinu, who had tremendous strength with regard to having visions, but also tremendous wisdom. His seichel was tremendous. And in order to point out to us how exceptionally unusual Bilam's imaginary or his acumen in having visions was, so Chazal say that he was even greater than Moshe in that point. And that is that the Torah, as you know, is coming to make us whole in all forms of wholeness. Hen b'shlemut amidot, be it wholeness in our midot, the way we behave, our traits. Hen b'idiot amuskolot v'yuniot, be it with our understanding of philosophical concepts, logical concepts. V'shal torot ha'umot ha'kdomot v'dateihim, the other laws or systems of the nations, their religions, so their whole purpose is to have a social structure. And they're basically just behaviorisms, they're accepted social behaviors that people who understood political science enacted. Did we do this last time?
We talked about Bilam last time.
Right. Okay. Okay.
ונמצא שאנחנו צריכים לנביא
אמת שלם בשני הכוחות. And it turns out that when it comes to our Torah, being that the Torah isn't only about vision, the Torah is also about truth. The Torah is about perfection, about a person being whole on all fronts. We need a true prophet that is shalem, that is whole, bishnei hakochot, in both strengths. Lehashlimenu b'inyanei Torahtenu hakolelet kol hanagah minyanit v'chol da'at musgal. If he's going to help us reach wholeness on all fronts, so then he has to be whole on all fronts. Bilam couldn't help us out, because Bilam, he has a tremendous vision, but he doesn't have tremendous seichel. His intellectual acumen isn't up to par with his visionary acumen. And all they needed, the other nations, so they need someone, a leader, a prophet, who's going to tell them how to behave, how to adapt their customs, to make things that will help them work socially. And that's perfect for them. So their prophets didn't have to have the strength that Moshe had. So Bilam was a perfect prophet for them. He had the vision. He had the capacity to have them enact all kinds of things that would help them have a social structure. But he doesn't have the task of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe is giving us a Torah. Moshe is teaching us how to be whole in every form of wholeness in life. That's not the purpose of the other religions. Religion for all other nations is really, what was it called? The social opium? What was it called? Opium of the masses? So the Meiri's going along with those lines. The opium of the masses. You got to keep the masses in line. You have to have social structure. I'm not saying he's being Machiavellian, because he's not going into whether it's going to be one leader or many leaders. That's not the point. The point is, for the sake of social structure and for the sake of the smooth running of society, so you need religion. Great. So then the prophets for the other religions, they don't have to be like Moshe. So Bilam, he was perfect for them. And he was as perfect for them as was Moshe, kemoshe alav shalom, lefi atzrich, boma nivcheret. As Moshe was perfect for us, because we need something totally different. The Torah is here not just as opium of the masses. The Torah is here to acquire, to give us true wholeness. Well, for that, you have to be a truly whole person. So Moshe, he had it all. He had the intellectual, he had the vision, he had all aspects of wholeness necessary for a prophet. Bilam had the one aspect that was necessary for his job. V'hu etzli gam ken inyan umram v'rosh Hashanah. And that's also what I think our sages meant when the Talmud says in Rosh Hashanah, "Binviim udlo kam, aval bamlachim kam." That when the verse says, "No prophet arose like Moshe," the Talmud says, "No prophet arose like Moshe, but a king arose like Moshe." Umanu Shlomo. Our sages said Shlomo. Shlomo didn't have prophecy. The Meiri holds in his introduction to Mishlei. The Meiri writes, Shlomo Melech never had prophecy. Everything he had was Ruach HaKodesh. That's why all of his works are in Ksuvim, not in Nevi'im. So then what does it mean that Shlomo was greater than Moshe? He was a king who was greater than Moshe the prophet. He wasn't even a prophet. He's not in the same ballpark. And that is that the prophet and the king, both of them have the job to lead the nation. So what the Talmud was saying is that whatever a king needs in honesty and justice to lead the nation, Shlomo was whole in all those aspects of being a ruler, of being a king, just as Moshe was whole in the aspects that were necessary for guiding the nation, and in letting us know the truths. The Gemara wasn't telling us Shlomo was on Moshe's level, God forbid. No! Shlomo doesn't even enter the ballpark. But Shlomo in his realm was as whole as Moshe Rabbeinu was in his realm. That's what the Gemara was saying. There were none other than Moshe who were as great. Now we've already gone off on a big tangent, says the Meiri. Let's get back to the point. We got to continue with Jewish history. And we'll pick up here, Bezlachem, next week.